from MIAO to New York City.
New Yayo.
Listen, New Yayo, motherfucking gunplay in a motherfucking building.
Make some noise.
You already know it's your boy, No Grand Booth in the building. You already know.
Listen, man, let me tell you, my brother. Thank you.
Appreciate
for coming,
you
man.
Having me. Nah. First and foremost.
Yeah.
Appreciate definitely. You, man, for real.
Thank you for coming
not,
through.
I ain't nothing but a dope dealer, man. You know what I'm saying? Trying to goddamn, yeah, nah, man. I appreciate you having me, man. New York been a big supporter of gunplay from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? And like this is the mecca of all music, and little do people know I kinda came up here, you know, my people's divorced, and I was up here. I moved when I was 9 back in Miami, so I came up when it was.
Let him know a couple of blocks where he was at.
Oh, yeah, I lived in Laurel 10. I lived in South Ozone Park on Foch Boulevard, 115-32, 132nd Street, Foch Boulevard.
Okay.
Yep, Laurel 10. And I went to PS 156, and then I moved to Miami.
Bless
you know what I'm saying? And South Bronx. God bless my grandmother and 5H Forest Projects, Tenton Avenue.
That's
what I'm saying.
BX,
yeah. And that's when New York was real icky. And old girl got spooked, and we went to Miami, and shit just went, you know, uphill from there. You know, down a little bit, but then uphill from there. We was the only one on the block that looked like a trap house. Shit, goddamn, in the kiddie pool in the living room. I gotta, you know, I'm like, we might as well be back in New York. The fuck we doing? But
what made you start rapping?
Oh, the love of the music.
Okay, what age was that?
Oh, damn, when this was about 7, 8, 7. Yeah, about 7, 8. Yeah, I heard, I forgot. It was so much shit, and I don't remember what my first, but I know I used to go to sleep to the Slick Rick, the children's story shit.
yeah,
that was like my first, you know what I'm saying? Like from then, it went to Rakim and Eric B, and you know the rest, and even MC Light, you know what I'm saying?
I used to love MC Light too.
She was hard. You know, then in the Ice Cube, right. and who else? Who else? Spice One. Who else? You know, Short, of course, Short Bitch. You know, that's what really raised
that, Miami.
And then when I got to Miami, that was on that, you know, Doodoo Brown. I'm like, what the hell? This is when New York was, it really started the hip hop.
Right.
Started getting commercial, and the majority of the music was coming from New York. So I'm like, damn, I'm missing out on it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I still kept the essence of lyrics, of you know beats, and you know the craft and the pen and shit like that. I just, you know, I kept it, you know,
the
despite
basics.
What was
you
going
stuck to
on.
The basics. Yeah.
Right. Despite what the fuck I was listening to on the radio. I was vibing to it. The girls, you know, twerking to it before twerking was twerking. Them hoes been doing that. That's you know, it's old.
Gunplay, I got a question for you, right? Just cause we get into this is season 2 Thugged Out Thursdays, right?
Yeah.
So this is type big, you know, you are definitely a part of Rick Ross. How did you meet Rick Ross? And how did that go about, you and Rick Ross?
I was in Kara City Park and with my partners, and there was somebody was having a birthday party for their daughter. His name was Earl, and he was an OG, he was heavy. And I heard him on the mic back there doing some rap shit. I went over there, I spit some shit, and he was like, look, he brought me back to the Burt. He said, look, I looked at the Burt, it was a 19, it was a 76 Impala, Vert, white guts, baby blue, with the white stripe, on 18-inch chrome Daytons with the mustard and mayo, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh shit, damn. And I was really, I used to be like, damn, man, you know what I'm saying? So I met him. He said, I'm gonna sign you to my little label, MIA Productions. I said,
what else? Shit.
We ain't never signed nothing, but then he was, about 6 months later,
he
introduced me, said, look, I met this dude, man, his name Teflon Don.
That's what he was.
He from Kara City, man. This nigga, he the next biggie, man. I'm like, all right, cool, you know what I'm saying? So met him, and once I met him, It just, we locked in, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know what I'm saying? And then we ended up really, you know, some things happened with Earl and us, and I ended up, you know, having to either go with the big homie that brought me in the game,
right,
or go with the big homie that I roll with on a daily. You know what I'm saying? So, right, you know, I took, you know, the path that I felt, you know, so I rolled with the big homie, you know, and with Ross and, you know, that rest
was history. Shout out to Rick Ross. Yeah, shout out to MMG.
Shout out to Ross and the rest was history.
Shout out
man.
To Spiff TV. Listen.
And shout out to Spiff.
Yeah,
bro.
That's
my brother.
Listen, man, yo,
that's my brother.
Just for the record, you know, a lot of people that watch our show, you know, might just needed to know some, you know, some intel as far as like, you know, how far you and Rick Ross, you know, go back, which is deep, you know what I'm saying?
I met him, I was 15. Wow. I was 15 years old.
You got a lot of history with
him. Yeah. That's I was crazy. 15, he was 18, 19.
Wow,
18.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah. So eventually, this guy that you get to meet, 15 years old, becomes the number one guy. Listen, man, I'm gonna tell you something. Rick Ross, when he came out, he smashed the motherfucking game. I don't give a fuck. Every day I'm hustling. Listen, y'all niggas had so many hits. I know you through him because I used to see you on stage with him. Yeah, am I correct? Right. Yeah. If I ain't see them dreads, I ain't see you running around like, y'all niggas better back all the crazy. Fuck up. I peeped the aura, but I was watching the views through the other views. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I just say that to say this. I'm proud of you, my brother, man.
I thank you, my brother.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you standing on yours, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it, my brother.
Did you start off, like, being, like, kind of like Rick Ross goon, or was Rose, like, paying attention to your music and saying, yo, I'm going to put you out?
Nah, it was just everybody in our circle knew what the agenda was, what the end goal was. And it was nothing to even be talked about. It just, we knew everybody had a job to do, and the job was to make sure Rick Ross
was
the,
good.
The world knows was about good. Rick
yeah.
Ross.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to start pressing up CDs. Mm-hmm. If I have to learn how to do Pro Tools mm-hmm. like he made me do, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Because we had a big ass studio with no engineer, and then I had to learn real
and you
quick
with
to
be
together.
Time.
And you know what
you
I'm saying?
You with him 24
so,
hours.
Yeah.
You got to learn everything. That's
on
why
I'm daily. It's like like his work ethic, you know what I'm saying? I got the same work ethic, but at, you know, I like to party too. I like to have fun while I work, you know what I'm saying? Right. But he ain't. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Nah. And so I kind of, that discipline of getting up every day and focusing on one task at hand. And no matter, even if you just go in the studio, listen to beats and don't find nothing, leave, at least you know what I'm saying? Like every day we did that for a decade and change, you know what I'm saying? And to the point where I really, you know, I was still, of course, he'd call me and we got to do this, do that, and I'll do what I'm doing. But at the same time, in my mind, this is around 2005, I'm like, man, come on now, man, this shit. We going, you know, just to know that I'm doing something extracurricular that ain't finna send me to prison.
Right.
Let me just keep doing this on good faith, my nigga, and because I love my big homie and I really want the world to know that this nigga is different. You know what I'm saying? He's talented and he's a fucking genius. Mm-hmm. I want the world to know that. I used to be at TJ's DJs in Tallahassee every year when they used to have it, and it would be a big DJ conference, and I'd be walking around with the big modified 4-5 with a motherfucking backpack and a box full of Future of the South Rick Ross CDs, and some niggas took it, some niggas didn't, and the niggas that ain't take it, fuck niggas don't listen to this, no way. Here you go, partner. You know what I'm saying? Arrogant, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, whatever, and whatever you want to do.
Drive,
and then just, after people just was like, you know what? That's where, if you asking where the goon part came in play, I think maybe that's them, but a nigga don't sit there, I'm your goon or nothing like that.
No,
I believe in my dog,
you
know what I'm saying? And I'm just the type of nigga I kill and die for, man. You know what I'm saying?
I see that you work with a lot of, you had a lot of features on the album. You got any features on this new project that you got now?
Yeah, of course, I got the big homie. Really on this album, I got people that, you know, that I could call on the phone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I like that kind of organic relationship with artists and shit like that. That's a big problem. I mean, that's a big reason why I you don't see me collab with a lot of people, because I'm not finna, like a Miami nigga for real, we don't even speak to nobody. We sit there and I ain't the, hey man, you wanna do a verse, man? Hey man, I know it's great for your career and shit like that, but I ain't finna be chasing on that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, let me get my own, you know what I'm saying, shit. And then I want you to be like, yo, I'd like to do a record with you. Or, you know what I'm saying, I think we, okay, cool, of course. I've been liking your music since, you know what I'm saying? And I'll let them know, and they like, what? Hey. Like, perfect example, shout out to Cormega.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to Cormega. You know what I'm saying? The definition and all that and all that. Like when he was talking about his LS450, the Lexus, nigga. And what was the other joint when nigga got hit up? The story when he got hit up. I'm gonna show you how. This time I'm gonna show you how to use fucking 45, nigga. What, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cormega, and nobody really knew that. I was out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was really into that. You know what I'm saying? And then when I met him, you know what I'm saying? I had a chance to sit down one-on-one with him, and I was like, bro, you don't even understand. You know what I'm saying? I finally, like, it felt like, oh, shit, nigga. And it was surprising to him that you know what I'm saying? Miami, listen, you know what I'm saying? But that comes from me, you know, leaving him alone by 9-10, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like,
you just released a video game?
Oh shit, yeah, I got an video game. If you got your iPhone, man, go ahead and download that Gunplay Apocalypse, man.
Gunplay Apocalypse.
And when did you drop it?
We knocking off zombies, you know what I'm saying? We knocking off zombies and shit. You can pick Don Logan, you can pick Jupiter Jack, you can pick Gunplay. You know, of course, the in-app purchases is in full effect, so go ahead on and holler at me. Let me get my $1.90 design. Yeah,
you watching Walking Dead? What made you want to do the zombies, or somebody else came with the idea? And said,
yeah, it's a collaborator effort. It's I moved in this condo, and there's so many powerful people in there in the elevator. You never know who you meet. I met an app motherfucker that made apps for you know real shit, and I'm like, oh shit, now look, I go in there, they got the penthouse, right? They got a shout out to Jay. They got a table like this, and then they got like four cameras, computer screens.
Right.
And you know, I don't ask questions. I just, you know, I'm just chilling and shit like that. Like the first time going through, because I was going through some other business. You know what I'm saying? And then just so happened to see that shit and was like, Second time seeing it, I said, you know, next time I said, what y'all niggas scamming up here? What y'all got going? Well, all the computer screens shit, now we do apps. I'm like, let's do an app. You know, I'm a hustler, man. I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Like me.
Nigga, bro. Streets, you put me anywhere, bro. Bro. So I, you know what I'm saying, we start vibing, how much this shit cost, broke down and everything, dog, and I was like, and he made it right there, dog, they gave me shit, I'm like, oh shit,
The first day he made it in one day?
Nah, it took a couple of weeks, but you know, we released it on the day we put out.
You came up with the concept?
Or? Yeah, kind of like that, I was like, I wanted to be like Mario Brothers, that's what I said, so when you play it, it's really like, because I wanted to be simple, I wanted to be addicting. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to hit them for them in-app purchases. Yeah, right. So go get Don Logan, go get that Jupiter Jack. Don Logan got the suit on. Don Logan got the suit on with the shades, with the silencers. Jupiter Jack got the two Dracos. What you saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The Gunplay got he already got the modified.
But
yeah, we called it Lil Darryl back in the day.
Definitely a power move with the video game, man.
Listen, Gunplay, listen, I'm going to tell you something. This podcast is Thugged Out Thursdays.
Thugged Out Thursdays.
Just for the record, I just got to ask you a question that someone, a fan, would like to know. You know, we stepped up. This is season two. They say, is your wilding out on your Miami loving hip-hop is a fraud, is a fake, that they set it up, that is a role play. Is it true?
Love and hip hop, you know, one thing that one thing that just rubs me the wrong way when people associate a whole gangster with love and hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a, I'm a strategic nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Real strategic, man. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I gave him the real, all that shit real.
All that shit real. Okay.
Just answering the question. All that shit is real.
What brought you to love of hip hop, though?
Because.
The check, of course. The check.
You know, nickel bag is sold in the park. Okay. I want it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, let me get a check.
That, and it's an opportunity to sell my album on TV.
True, exactly. Make some motherfucking album.
I'm a hustler.
It's in the style. I dig it.
I've been locked. I've been, you know, contractually, you know, stagnant with some bullshit for a long time.
Okay.
And I said, you know, when I do get off, get the leverage to get off this contract. You know, not saying it wasn't a learning lesson and a stepping stone and a big help for my career, man, because they gave me my advance when I was on the run. So it's like, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even be here on Thugged Out.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Def Jam. And everybody, shout out to EP, Eric Parler, you know what I'm saying? Steve Bottles, everybody, man, you know what I'm saying? Atlas, everybody, you know, and it's like, it was time, if I do make that move, my next move got to be my best move, don't it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, so a nigga like, you know what, fuck this shit, let me just go head on and do this and do that. And, you know, and now we got an album that we are going to premiere on TV. You know what I'm saying?
No just, longer Def Jam.
Nah, independent with Empire. Just trying some independent shit. And I see, you know, a lot of people, especially the young crowd, is eating big off of that. And you can, you know, you make your own hours. When you do that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got creative control, you ain't got nobody on your back and all that.
That's dope. I know you promoting that single, My Phone. I seen the video. The video was tough. I seen you put wifey in the video. Like,
that was dope.
That's a big move, man.
But she used to that.
But a lot of people, girl, ain't used to it. They be like, oh, shit, nah, I don't want
somebody else. Yeah, they be like, oh, nah.
Nah, it's just, I just think it's, you know, current events. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you see us on TV, new video, new gunplay, see, you know, huh? You know, a few new bookings and higher prices now, and, you know.
No.
Shout out to Kiara Stone. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's that. But everything you see on that shit, real.
No doubt.
It's just put in 30-minute capsule form. You know what I'm saying? Time release capsule. Something different, like
super different.
Yeah, man, TV is a big platform, and you never know what could happen. We sat down, had a meeting with Vice. When that was Monday. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we got some things in the work for, you know,
TV.
My own show.
That's
you know
dope.
What I'm saying?
That's dope.
And, it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be dope.
That's good. Power move. Big up.
All about power, baby. Power.
I know you
Solid
like
and violence.
So you be hunting and all that.
Yeah, boar hunting, killing pigs. Gotta hit him between the ribs with the big Rambo knife. Man, you gotta hit him right there. You let the pit bulls go grab him. And then they hold him, and then they come through and just. And you know what I'm saying? And you make sure you feel that warm shit on your hand, and then it goes. Bomb done. And you feel good. It's good. You get
when
a lot
you
of
learn,
good.
How you learn?
Shit, my fishing partner that take me out for big game fishing and shit, he was like, hey bro, you wanna go boar hunting? Fuck yeah, let's go. You know what I'm saying? And we went out there and it was dope.
In Florida?
In Ocala, cause see what it is.
Yeah.
The boars fuck up these people land,
right?
Boring holes and doing dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? So killing them is good. It's like rats
right.
to them.
Yeah,
these
are
big ass rats. Mm-hmm. So they send the pits out there, and then they, you know, we roll with the six wheels with they about as tall as that damn light right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then you sitting on top of that in like this little cage thing.
And yeah, gliding. Yeah,
just gliding like
yeah.
This.
You know what I'm saying?
Off the bag. Too.
Yeah, of course. We blowing and then you see the dogs. They and then when they see that shit whale over there. Mm-hmm. Niggas go in the bush, and then once you hear,
you already know.
Go in there. You know what I'm saying? It's and handling your scanner. Real.
I know your first time wasn't a success, man.
Nah, my first album wasn't. I don't even. Cause please, damn, that was like a mistake of a nigga. Like that was like a life. Nah, I ain't gonna say it was a mistake. It was I gotta do what I gotta do. I'm a hustler. I have obligations to fulfill. contractually, and I'm gonna handle that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I did that, and my mind wasn't there. It was a bunch of records I've been done did. I probably added maybe 2-3 ones, you know what I'm saying? 3 new ones on there. Did an outro, intro, whatever the fuck, and got that shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I seen the process of how they put the shit together, and I was like, all right, I see what's going on. We just trying to just put, yeah. And then after that, I just got to the point where, you know what, I gotta hit them big, man. I gotta go for the juggler, man. So let's go get on TV and go sell our shit. Fuck that.
That was real.
Yeah.
So you getting on season 2?
Oh, of course, yeah, and that's when we go.
Yeah, so that's a check, man. Cause check is, you know, good. It's
so I'm doing the album. I'm releasing the album. Right. They following me. It's documented. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying. And
that's another just project. Want that's to, a yeah. project with a project.
Yeah, it's just
yeah, that's
it,
official.
That's yeah. a project. It's on the road on the project. You
that's
killed
a good
that
strategy, yeah. man.
So you got the album. It's dropping right now, right?
Yeah, June 22nd. Active.
Listen. Active. June 22nd. Listen. Let's be clear. Gunplay is back. New shit
like
for the
I never
streets.
Left.
Like you never left. New shit for the streets.
Left the hit the club. Left ooh, with another
got
mess.
Got it for the low. You said got it for the low.
Sell it, but I pull up with a trunk full.
Ooh, you gotta hit. Hold on, young man. Yo, let me get that. Hey, yo, drop that shit. Hey, drop that shit. Drop Gunplay shit right now, man. Tone in here for a second, man.
At my phone.
Listen, set the tone right now.
Yo.
Since the clock in the motherfucking moon. Trap stay bumping phone doing numb.
I said, what the vibe was like making this joint right here?
Trap shit, nigga. Nigga acting for real, you know what I'm saying? I'ma just tell you what I knew,
no doubt.
Nah, that's what's up.
Gotta get it.
Check it out. This is how it's going down. This is Thugged Out Thursdays. This is season 2. We got Gunplay in the motherfucking building. Make some motherfucking noise.
New York City, my brother.
Listen, man, let me tell you something, man. I'm so happy you here with us today,
I appreciate
man.
The love, man. Love the aura. I appreciate it.
Listen,
love.
Man, Gunplay on the album, the podcast album. Y'all gotta relax, man. Y'all gotta super relax. What's up, baby? So what's next? Where you going, man?
I got edibles, man.
What? You got edibles?
Like bombshells by Gunplay. What they saying?
So you dipping into the pharmaceutical brand now.
That's you know, we move. Recreational 2020 in Miami,
yeah, yeah,
Florida.
It's good.
2020 right, okay. Recreational.
I'm
so,
trying to
you know,
get that right now.
Off on the brand,
well, I already got applied for it because I live in Jersey, so I'm a Gucci, but I don't know what's going on. I never got my paperwork. I think they scared.
They say you can smoke weed on the corner now.
No, they say you can smoke weed, but I never got my shit. The nigga say, yo, it's coming. I never got it.
Well, what? The L's for it?
Yeah. Oh. I think they got me.
You
got
to get L's?
You got to get some paperwork.
Oh.
Yeah, they got the shit. They
so it's medical.
Like it's medical, yeah.
Okay.
Because,
oh,
you know,
yeah. It's not recreational.
Yeah,
nah, not right.
You know, when you get older, you forget shit. So this shit makes you remember shit sometimes. You heard?
Bless me.
So Gunplay, how did the group Triple C's come
yeah,
about?
Did y'all get put together? So boom. Right? So boom, me and the big homie, we riding, we doing our thing. And, you know, Ross got visions. He got, and I already seen, you know, so he said, yo, boom. I met this nigga, I was at the mall, right? Nigga seen, cause you know, Fat Boy had the Teflon Don on the side of the sunburst orange with the fade into the gray on the 17 D's with the chrome 17 D's with the chrome front, the Ram, Dodge Ram. This is when the Ram with the front just came out, had that dunked out.
Listen, when you speaking the language you speaking, a lot of people don't understand it because this is New York. Listen, detail for
that's
he's talking
him.
About something. Listen, I gotta put them on. I gotta put them on because Thugged Out Thursdays, these niggas are people, you know, our fans are so thugged out. He's talking about classic cars.
I'm talking about the detail. He's talking about the detail from the lining of the car.
Yeah, to the man. I'm a car. That's another thing we're gonna get into in 1 second after I finish.
Okay.
I love cars. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So he had the thing. The Dodge Ram with the and he had the Teflon Don on the side, and he was already promoting his own shit, right? Yeah. This is before niggas had TVs and they shit, before Cash Money and them, dog. Nigga had remember the box with the little screen, black and white? So he built a console in there with the VCR underneath it, right? And the shit, right? So we were watching Faces of Death riding around, watching Faces of Death swerving and serving. And so he pulled up to the mall. He said, I met this nigga at the mall. He seen the Teflon Don on the truck. Nigga spit for me. He like, nigga, nice. Nigga named Torch. I'm like, nigga named Torch?
Yeah.
All right. Where he from? He from New York. Oh, yeah. All right. Cool. Met him. Boom. Picked him up. Boom, boom, boom. And went to the studio. Started rapping and shit. And the nigga Torch was so nice. I pulled Fat Boy coat and said, that nigga ain't writing that shit, dog. There's no way, bro. It's got to be no. Nah, like, I don't know, dog. I don't know neither. That shit. Somebody spit. Beanie Sigel spit that shit or something. Like, we both started like, and then we just kept recording.
And he kept delivering.
He kept delivering.
He kept delivering. Make some motherfucking noise.
Goddamn Torch.
Yeah.
And to this day, Torch will tell you. Like I'm one of his biggest fans. For real. The nigga wordplay is retarded.
You ever think y'all do a Triple C album again?
I don't know. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. You know what I'm saying?
As long as the big homie got love.
Whatever makes sense.
And the big homie make sure y'all ate. So that's important.
Of course. Give me my first 50,000.
As long as you make sure the team eat, man. That's one thing about like us being, you know. Where we from, man, we try to stick to the script, you know what I'm saying? We try to hold each other down, you know what I'm saying? And it's a blessing, you know what I mean, to have good friends now, man. Niggas don't come like that no more.
It's a blessing to have anybody genuine. It's a blessing to have people that go to bat for you while you sleep, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's a blessing to have people that just there for emotional support, just there to be like, look, nigga, you that nigga.
Nigga there for free.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let the shit, you know what I'm saying? Even if you not that nigga.
Right. Yo, Rick Ross.
If they make you feel like that, then you know what I'm saying? That's valuable. Yo, you know what I'm saying? That's worth more than money and shit like that.
Right.
You know, like,
your gunplay, the big homie has been delivering, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking about bag after bag after bag. Like, he could talk that bullshit.
That's the thing. That's why we all was like, people got to see this shit. This is before the rap. You know what I'm trying to say.
That's why.
Then he perfected his pen to the. I remember how we started rapping, and if we listen to our old shit, like, it was just. It was raw clay. And then he just sculpted his pen, like, to a T, my nigga, to, like. You know what I'm saying? And that's because of discipline, because of perfecting your craft every day. Yeah. That's being obsessed with what you do to be the best at what you do. Right. And if you listen to my old shit and listen to this new album on June 22nd, active.
Copping that.
And go back and buy and listen and whatever, steal it, download whatever, hack it, and go listen to the whatever old shit you can find and compare it and see how a nigga pen done evolve.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The pen went from a nickel to a brick. June 22nd, man. Let's make that happen.
June 22nd. What's the name of the project again? Active.
Empire Records, right?
Ooh, MMG, baby. Let's get it, man.
Active. Look out for that Active.
Yes, sir.
Let's stay woke. You already know, man. This is true hip hop. This is straight for the streets. This is what we do. This is stuff.
And you got what's the other project you got coming out after that?
Animal Shelter.
Animal Shelter.
I've been working on Animal Shelter for years. Yeah. And I just waited for the right time where I could have the platform to make sure that it's now seen, heard, and, you know what I'm saying, accepted. And I got niggas that I did a feature with that I holla at, and I'm like, yo, that nigga nice though, for real. And I'll rock with them, and I'll be like, look, not just because the record hard, but you a real nigga though. You know what I'm saying? You know how trap niggas is round the nation. You know what I'm saying? Right. You got real niggas, and I link up with them, do it, boom, 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 do the record, and be like, yo, I'm gonna fuck with you. Send me some more shit, and I'm gonna put it on this compilation. And I've been telling these niggas this for about 5 years.
Right, now you're making it happen.
So they're like, oh shit, it's really going down. You know what I'm saying? So I got niggas from New York, you know, Torch included. Right. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Atlanta, Miami, LA, the Bay. You know what I'm saying? Right. And if, just like a dog goes into the shelter, if he gets a happy home, which That's is right. a rapper getting a label, getting recognized by any label, because I'm going to drop it on each quarter, which is four compilations a month, I mean a year.
A year, yeah.
So that's, you know, that's an opportunity. I can't save everybody, but, you know, I can at least bring, you know,
pushing
some shine on you. That's why you want it. They deserve it. They deserve it. They real, like, I'm talking about not no just nigga that just come through, Nah, I be seeing what's up. You know what I'm saying? I see
that.
I
feel a vibe.
Yeah, I feel a vibe. I see what's up.
And the music got to be dope.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like my nigga King Wade. You know what I'm saying? I met that nigga.
Where he from?
He from L.A. and he's in Minnesota and shit on fucking house arrest. He can't fucking leave because long story. But he's from L.A. and Minnesota. Right. You already
family,
know.
Family, family. Shout out
to King Waves. That's the homie right there. You know what I'm saying? Crip out of L.A. and shit and met him and fucking he wanted to shoot the video and then I vibed with him and I was like, you know what? All right, boom. You know what I'm saying? I met his parole officer and all that shit. For real, for real.
You gotta clear him. Real shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man. And, you know, and that's when I really, that was a, after that, that's when I said, I know this animal shelter shit gonna happen because if I just get shine some light on something, something gonna get picked up. I said, you ain't signing no contracts with no nigga. I ain't finna do you like that. I ain't done none of
like
that.
Like the shelter that just trying to get you know what I'm saying?
Just giving them a platform.
Animal shelter.
Exactly.
You got a shot here, you got a shot there, you got a shot, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. That's what's up to you now.
Yeah, listen.
To handle the rest.
That's what basically Thugged Out Thursdays is about. Thugged Out Thursdays is for up and coming artists that's out there really hungry and we're gonna show them love, we're gonna let them come up here, and it's gonna be a point where I say, fuck it, B, we're gonna keep it street, I'm gonna go on niggas and gonna go on the Thugged Out Thursday booth and let off shots.
I wanna get into your Nori story, you know, being that, you know, you in Miami, Nori came down to Miami and we met
my partner has that make the beats from Nori and shit. Yeah, I went to middle school with dog.
Yeah.
All that. So like, you know, we crossed paths a lot and then next thing you know, he hit me up and was like, look, Nori down here, I'm like, I'm always been a fan. So we go to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I think me and Torch was there, I think it was me and Torch and we went and bet that up. And I took forever to write my verse, overthinking shit, scrapping shit. And
He
just was chilling, and I just was like, you know, it was a vibe. It's just a vibe. And then, you know, later on down the line, we did more records, and next, you know, he had the podcast.
Yeah,
and, you know, he, you know, first off, Rippo, he was already, you know, hit me up. I'm like, that's what's up, yeah. You know, so that's the trill one right there, man. Trill one.
For that.
No doubt. Shout out to Drink Champ.
Shout out to Drink Champ. For sure, man.
See all this, this is the platform. That's how I move. Yeah. That's what I do for Nori.
Yeah.
I rep Nori to the fullest.
Yeah.
All the way.
Yeah.
I'm the only nigga that you can take. I say yo. Yeah. You will catch me wearing an NRE hat. That's my brother. You gonna rock, you know what I'm saying? This is what we do, you know what I'm saying? We should support each other. And it's been a while, you know what I'm saying? He's been telling me like, yo, the money on the way. You know what I'm saying? Just relax. You gotta relax. Money on the way. Boom. Yeah. Not for nothing, man. You know, we here now. We did a full show.
Season 2.
We did season 1. Shout out to everybody that supported us on season 1. Because guess what? It's 2018 and we on season 2 and our first guest is Gunplay and y'all niggas gotta fucking relax.
We got one more question. Long live Black Bolt, rest in power, Young Stro, man, my heart be hurting hard, called God an asshole, apologized 1,000 times, told him I was out of line to eat a
back of me and corners forcing me to try survive. New levels, new devils, crossing me in my crossroads. I got to keep long mode, took the ghosts to hard mode. I'm staring at words, but still I am with some birds. I swear to God, right palm on that side of my shirt. Yeah.
Hey,
yo, I ain't gonna be a man. Doc Clay, man. Shake, man.